play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Here just in time for our national anthem, which means next up, the starting lineups between the Raiders of Chicago Wells and the Galesburg boys basketball team in this Thanksgiving tournament. Let's head down to public address announcer Brent Zorny, who will bring you tonight's starting lineups in this final game of the second day of the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament.
And now for the starting lineups for the visitors, the Chicago Wells Raiders. A 6'2 senior, number 0, Massach Taylor. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 2, Tyrese Brown. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Ja'Cory Franklin. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 11, Donald Aguirre. And at forward, a 6'5 senior, number 23, Freddie Grubbs. The head coach for the Raiders is Michael Horton, assisted by Jamal Maddox. For your Galesburg Silver Streaks. At the guard position, a 6'1 sophomore, number 2, Dre Egyptiago. At forward, a 6'1 sophomore, number 15, Alex Egyptiago. At guard, a 6'4 senior, number 20, Riley Milan. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 23, Eric Price. And at guard, a 6'6 senior, number 34, Jalen McCants. The Streaks are coached by head coach Ryan Hart, assisted by Chad Thompson.
I don't want to be too critical of the warm-up music. Sounded a little like Halloween music there.
I was waiting for Freddy Krueger or Jason or any of those guys to come out with a mask on.
Again, our thanks to public address announcer Brent Zorny, and our thanks to Jeff Lamb, our regular PA announcer, who equipped us with the sound system to be able to pipe that in directly to you to get the best sound quality. And our best wishes to Jeff as he continues to recover from some health issues, and he'll be back with us in about mid-December. Wells wins the tip, and there's a dribble drive down the right side. Grubbs got cut off on the baseline, skips it back out to Ja'Cory Franklin. Franklin on the dribble in the midcourt circle. Now on the right side it goes to Tyrese Brown. Left side jumper, this is Franklin with it. He drains a long one. This Wells team will come out and shoot threes, and they knock down the first attempt of the game here.
2-3 zone here by Wells.
Skip pass to the left side. Here's Dre coming off a 12-point game in the victory earlier today. Price had the ball knocked away as he started the drive. Kicks it out to McCants. Right wing three. Got it. And we are tied at three. And as we said, if Jalen knocks down perimeter shots throughout this season, he will be almost impossible to stop this year.
That was his one weakness, and he's gotten better at that, obviously.
Donald Aguirre to the right side. Franklin knocked down the three a moment ago. Entry pass to Grubbs, trying to post up on McCants, over him with the left-hand shot. And the rebound knocked away from Jalen into the hands of Eric. Streaks looking for their first lead of the game here. Up top, McCants. Left side, Price. Long three. Got it. And the Streaks are on top, 6-3. Squared up nicely.
And good ball movement there. Good, crisp ball movement with rhythm.
A minute and a half into the game. Streaks knocked down their first two from the perimeter. Tyrese Brown with it on the right wing, trying to shake Alex Egyptiaco. Pull up from the high post, off the mark, rebound chased down. First of the game for Jalen McCants. Streaks trying to build on the lead here now. McCants, skip pass right side, Dre, into the corner. Milan passes up the three, jump stop in the lane, kicks it out. Dre at the top, off the back iron from three-point range, long rebound, Riley Milan. Right back to Egyptiaco, cut off on the baseline, swing it around to the outside, Milan three, rolls off, rebound put back, Alex Egyptiaco.
And there's the kind of things, he just has a nose to be in the right spot and picked up second chance points there for us.
How about the Silver Streaks? Five shots in this game. Five different players have all taken a shot to start off the game. 8-3 Galesburg, 2:20 into the first quarter. Up top, Tyrese Brown. To the right side, Franklin. Bounce pass down low. Grubbs trying to post up on the low blocks. Kicks it back out up top. This is Aguirre with it. Dribbling on Milan. Shoots over him. 10-footer. Rebound batted around. Meshack Taylor with a rebound. Another chance at it. Back into the Grubbs on the inside. Badly missed left-handed shot, but he gets his own rebound away from McCants. Third crack at it, and the three-pointer is off the mark. This time, Egyptiaco. Alex comes out of it for the Streaks, trying to add on a three-point lead. Hesitation drive by Price. Cut off. He'll pull it back out. Up top, McCants. Right side, Dre. An open look. Three-pointer off the back iron. Alex with a rebound. Touch pass. Price gets fouled. Good little swing pass down low. Alex in the air with that rebound, just almost like a tip drill, just knock it right down to Eric, who had the open look at it.
And Alex has great vision, and players that are complete players or certainly do all those little things like he does have to have really, really outstanding vision. They've got to be able to see things. They've got to be able to see the whole court and what's developing, slow that down in their mind. He does that so well.
Eric Price knocks down the first free throw, second one on the way, in and out. Rebound Taylor for Chicago Wells. They got the first basket of the game. Streaks have scored 9 in a row, under 5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. On the outside, Brown with it, works his way to the top of the arc. Dre will pick him up there. Swing pass to the right side, onto the wing. Haitian offense by Wells. Entry pass, batted away, stolen away. McCants tipped it to Egyptiaco. Now Jalen has it back. Steps to the right. Off-balance shot. Missed it. Rebound put back. Milan with a back end.
And we sprinted down the floor there to make sure we were all in the play. And again, that hustle was rewarded there with that second chance opportunity by Riley.
Chicago Wells calls a 30-second timeout to regroup here. 4:27 to go in this first quarter. Again, they got the first three of the game. An 11-0 run by the Silver Streaks. And there was that secondary break we talked about that they took advantage of.
Great start by the Streaks, what we wanted here against this kind of ball club. You know, the one thing also, and the eye test, again, as somebody that's done this for a long time, tells me that our kids are playing with two things that are, I think, very valuable for a ball club that that has its mind and eyes on being successful, and that is they're playing with confidence and they're playing with purpose. Maybe they have an idea of what they're trying to do, and they believe they can get that done. And right there was a perfect example of that. We anticipated a pass, took off and filled the lanes. Everybody was involved. Everybody wanted to contribute, and the end result was a basket after a turnover.
And the Streaks take the opportunity to get the full court press on coming out of that 30-second Wells timeout. They're going to get it across midcourt. Brown will dribble it up the near sideline. Bounce pass down low to Grubbs, trying to spin move. Skips it over to the left side of the lane. The Streaks get to the rebound finally. Kind of hung in their lane there. Finally, Jalen picked it up and then threw it behind Riley Milan. And Price tried to save it on the sideline but couldn't.
And Riley just took his eyes. He looked forward there down the floor. And at that point, that's when Jalen threw the pass. Just unfortunate, you know.
Not quite halfway
communication there.
First quarter, it's 11-3 Galesburg. Those hustle turnovers don't drive a coach crazy, nearly like
absolutely.
Some
that's
of the
just one of those
ones.
Things that you move on to the next play from.
Donald Aguirre will bring it across midcourt up the left side this time, right in front of the Galesburg bench. Into the game, 6'10 Lavelle Lundy. Plays a lot of perimeter on the offense. We saw him knock down a three from the corner in the game earlier today. Here's a dribble drive on the baseline. Nice job by Alex Egyptiaco to cut it off and gave nowhere for Meshach Taylor to go, and he ended up stepping on the baseline.
Again, a good, smart defensive play there to get the force out there in the turnover.
Don't give up the baseline, right?
Absolutely.
3:45 to go.
It's a jailbreak when you do.
First quarter action. Streaks looking for their first double-digit lead of the game, up 8 right now. McCants fakes right, swings left. There's the opening, takes it all the way, and then the block. As Lavelle Lundy came over and just reached up and got the tip block. Now pushed behind the backboard and an off-balance shot. Air ball. Egyptiaco there for the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks again, trying to add to the lead. Here's a long three by Price. That's way short off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Tyrese Brown. Fires it into the front court. Aguirre controls. Off-balance. Way high off the backboard. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders. He just got too far under the basket. His momentum
just got buried there.
Under the basket. And just had to fire it up there.
Didn't understand where he was on the floor there.
3:10 to go, first quarter, 11-3 Galesburg. Another chance for the Silver Streaks to get a double-digit lead here. This will be, the fourth trip down the floor they've had a chance to get a 10-point lead. Price with it, up top. Milan comes out for it. Bounce pass, Egyptiaco over to brother Alex on the left side.
And he'll work the middle. Both of the Alex and Dre will take turns being at the half at the high post there to create some options either way.
On the right wing, Dre dribbles inside the arc, skips it out. Jalen, open three. Hits!
And what that does there is you draw two defenders to you, and then somebody's got to be open. Dump it off there, and we got the good look there by Jalen. Wide open look.
6 in the quarter for McCants. 14-3. Galesburg leads by double digits for the first time. They've scored 14 straight points. Here's Brown with the drive. Pulls up inside the free throw line and hits. That snaps the
Nice pass.
Run.
Nice hit there.
14-5. Galesburg by 9. Quickly into the front court. Dre up top. Price. Right side, McCants steps inside the arc, leaves it off for Milan. Up top, Alex. Everybody's touched the ball in this possession. Eric gives it back to McCants. Just off the right elbow, steps inside the arc. Just kind of one-hands it up there.
Little mini teardrop.
Missed it. Taylor with a rebound. Other end, Brown drives, gets blocked from the backside. Loose ball goes back to Wells. Three-pointer on the way on the outside, short by Franklin. And a whistle as there's a scramble for the rebound. And the way the players are lining up looks like it's going to be against Galesburg. It's the first of the game on Jalen McCants.
I think he got a hand in the back there on that shot.
Actually going to call that a shooting foul?
Yeah, they're going to call that a shooting foul.
Looked like a foul on the rebound, not on the shot, but okay.
There the Streaks gave up something that I know Coach Hart will continue to harp on and work on, and that is a direct drive to the basket there. And again, that creates lots of problems for you besides a layup. And again, continue on-ball defense will be a priority and something we want to continue to work on. And it's about moving your feet and staying ahead of the ball, whether it's a right-handed dribbler or a left-handed dribbler.
Mortis Williams makes one of two. It's 14-6, Galesburg by 8. What do you think of these new uniforms, Steve? Light
good
gray.
Looking. Real good looking, attractive there with our black, silver, or light gray, and our gold.
Have three V-shapes on the shorts all pointing downward. On each side, right side, left side on the piping. Riley Milan at the free throw line. Now McCants with it. Has it on the wing. Works his way up top. Now gives it off to Price. Eric dribbles to the left side and gets called for carrying the ball.
Huh.
Second turnover on the Streaks. I don't see it very often. We saw it once late in the game earlier today. That denies the Silver Streaks an opportunity. Not quite as crisp here in the early going, and that might be what Ryan Hart wants to talk about.
I think a good time out here to refocus. And when I say refocus, literally get their attention again to, you know, what we're trying to do, get on the same page, all that. That's I think you're going to see that kind of timeout with this group here when we have those lulls like we have here this last three or four possessions.
Probably a matter of just sort of refocusing in terms of what the offensive plan here, what the attack is against the zone. Again,
absolutely.
The first time we've seen this year.
Absolutely, because it looked like we were a little bit disoriented there out top there, and it's just going to review, again, what we're trying to do against this zone and who's going to be where.
Dalen Ellington into the game for the Silver Streaks, joining Price, Milan, Alex Egypciaco, and McCants. 1:14 to play first quarter. 14-6 the Galesburg lead. Both teams have used a 30-second timeout here in this first quarter to kind of reset. It worked for Chicago Wells after snapping a Galesburg run. This is Brown with it on the right side. Has it just inside the sideline near the John Thiel inscription on the court. Passes it left side over to Williams, Mortise Williams. Now coming out high for it, Lavelle Lundy at 6'10", and the Streaks are going to attack him when he's got the ball that far away from the basket, and they force a turnover, knocking it off him out of bounds.
Good job of identifying where the weak spot was there and attack it with a trap with the big guy there, and we get a turnover.
So Price will bring it across midcourt. McCants back up top to Eric. They swing it around to the right side. Now back up top to Eric, looking over the floor. Here's
got to continue to attack
corner.
Here.
Ellington cut off on the baseline. Skip pass to the right side over to Milan. He looks over the floor. Eric fakes the three, dribbles inside, shoots from 18 feet and hits.
That's what you got to do there, attack. And if you got an opening there, hit a pull-up. Eric did so very nicely.
Certainly the three can be a big weapon against the zone, but those mid-range jumpers like that can be a huge way to break
absolutely
things open.
And attacking north-south there.
6 points in the quarter for Eric. We're down to 17 seconds to go. Dribbling around the head and shoulder fake after the miss, and then the missed shot knocked out of bounds after Tyrese Brown got an opening, but he couldn't finish it off, and then the loose ball rebound knocked out. Back to the Silver Streaks with 11 seconds to go, leading 16-6.
As you watch the modern game of basketball, that mid-range jump shot has almost become extinct. It's either a layup or a three ball.
Price around his man, cut off on the corner, now kicks it back out. Ellington, long three off the front of the rim. A rebound under the basket by Mortise Williams, and Wells can't do anything with it. That's how the first quarter ends. Silver Streaks on top by 10, 16-6. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter, leading Chicago Wells 16-6. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Final game of the day here at Thiel Gym. Full day of action to go tomorrow, including both girls and boys games. Here's a left corner three by McCants, a little bit off the front of the rim. Rebound, Ja'Cory Franklin for Wells, trying to get that lead back under double digits again. And a whistle in the half court as the Streaks knock the ball out of bounds. Price going for the steal. It'll be Wells' ball. Checking out Meshach Taylor. Back in, Donald Aguirre. Aguirre, a junior. The only non-senior in the starting lineup for Wells. They lost to Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin 76-58 in the first game of the day here. Here's a dribble drive and a big block by McCants, but then the ball trickles out of bounds. He couldn't reach for it, and Ellington was there out of bounds, and he couldn't touch it, and the Streaks couldn't regain control.
Ellington got beat on the baseline there, but Jalen anticipated it. A great job coming from the help side there, and timed his jump and a great block.
On the inbound, Franklin in the right corner, guarded by Price. Streaks are pretty well stuck to the man defense here. As we're early second quarter, 16-6, ball kicked out of bounds, and Wells couldn't control it.
Great hands there.
Unforced turnover.
Great hands there. So, again, all those little pesky things that the brothers do there. Alex, great job of getting his hands in there, and he was able to tap the ball, and it hit the opponent's foot, and we get the ball back.
Price is going to be the point here for the Streaks. Inside the free throw line, McCants got an opening, kicked it out to Price in the corner for three, missed it, and a good tip to himself. Ellington keeps it alive on the offensive rebound. Streaks lead by 10, minute gone third, second quarter, and a missed three by DeMarco Harden. Chased down, McCants got a hand on it, saves it to Alex. Now back to Price for three, and he hits.
Again, 50-50 balls, we get him, and we convert.
19-6. Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. Was 11 in the first quarter. Now a long three by Franklin. He just squared up and fired it. That went nowhere. And a good job by McCants to come up with a rebound. He dribble drives, kicks it into the corner. Alex curls around free throw line. Out to Ellington for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Alex tries to save it to McCants. Falling out of bounds. Throws it back toward half court. Into the back court. And that's an over and back violation. Third turnover on the Streaks. Not too bad. Love the hustle.
Love the hustle all the way there. Good looks by Ellington there. That had much better rotation than the first shot. And again, they're going to just continue to have to work on mechanics and continue to work on, as you say, you get more in tune with it as you continue to play and shoot that.
We got Alex Egyptiaka with four rebounds in this game already for the Silver Streaks.
Again, he's been in the middle. He's been around the basket. He sees, again, against the zone that no one's blocking him out, and he knows and anticipates where to get to the weak side board and keep the play alive or get a stick back.
There's a discussion here at the scoring table, so I want to give you an opportunity. You and Michael Horton, the head coach of Wells, were talking, and this wasn't part of the interview, but you and I were observing in that first game that they played against Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. We thought Wells just kind of, I really want to say gave up, but their energy level definitely dropped in the second half in what was a close game in the first half. Oh, we got a technical foul because Jalen McCants is going to shoot free throws here. So I want to give you an opportunity to kind of comment on what he told you as Jalen hits the first free throw there.
And he really felt like that his kids, you know, conditioning-wise is what the factor was there. It wasn't so much that they gave up or anything. It was just that they, you know, they were completely gassed. And I know those are things that a coach works on. He did make a comment that I thought was out, you know, was really
was
critical and we don't think about.
Technical
Chicago public school teachers were on strike for 11
that's
days.
Right.
And
that's
they,
right.
They didn't have any workouts. And he couldn't have contact with them in that situation. And early in the season like that, that made an enormous difference. So basketball shape, it's been tough on him.
DeMarco Harden, good entry pass from Eric Price. Missed it, but the weak side rebound by Ellington. And the follow hits the bottom of the rim. And then the rebound by Ja'Cory Franklin, but he stepped on the baseline. And the Streaks are going to get yet another opportunity at it.
And again, that's something that, you know, you wouldn't think about, but really is a contributing factor to,
how quickly
to
we
that
forget
fatigue
that
or fitness level
yep.
that they are at.
So the Streaks taking advantage of it on the boards here as well, leading 21-6. Just past the six-minute mark of quarter number two. Streaks patient in the half-court offense here, looking over that Wells zone, passing it around the perimeter, trying to go side to side. Harden up top to Alex Egyptiaka. Now back to Price. He's just going to launch the long three. It's off the rim. Rebound. Another tip to himself from Ellington, and he gets it back out to Price. McCants steps back, passes up the three. Now they swing it over to Eric. Eric's going to pass up the three. Ellington penetrates, leaves it off in the lane. Good position by Jalen. He couldn't finish. Got his own tip. Gets it back. Blocked from behind by Lundy. And that'll be the first foul of the game on Lundy. And McCants will get two more free throws here.
And Ellington made the play there by penetrating to the gap, to those seams. And when he did that, that draws the defenders. And he could dump it off there. And he did. We've been pretty very content here the last couple of possessions of just passing the ball around the perimeter. And that doesn't get you a whole lot there. You're not attacking.
Got a pass with a purpose, right?
Absolutely there. And just throwing the ball and playing catch around the perimeter allows the defense just to get regrouped and get rested.
Jalen misses the first free throw. 8 points in the first half for McCants. 9 for Eric Price. Streaks lead 21-6. Now 22 as McCants.
Much better
as
legs were
second.
In that one.
Streaks outscoring the Raiders 6-0 to start the second quarter. Have built the lead to 22-6. Since the Raiders scored the first basket of the game and took a 3-0 lead, they've been outscored 22-3. 5:10 to go here in the first half. Price goes for a steal and gets called for a reach foul, trying to bat it away from Ja'Cory Franklin out high. That's the first of the game on Price and the fifth on the Silver Streaks. Oh, sorry, just the second. One on Price, one on McCants. I was looking at the wrong number.
And Eric made a good attempt there to steal. The ball was available. He just couldn't get it without the foul there.
Pass into the backcourt to Tyrese Brown. Ellington picks him up at half court. Brown struggling with it, but hanging on to it. Now gets it away to Aguirre, who comes up top to help out, and he'll lead the offense. Steps to the right side, fading into a three-pointer. And a battle for the rebound after the miss. Price gets it away from two Wells players. Leads the break himself. Tipped away into the hands of Milan. Left corner, DeMarco Harden. Three-pointer off the iron and the weak side rebound to Kiwan Scott. Good ball movement again by the Streaks. Had another good look at it. Now Aguirre drives, gives it right up to Scott, who misses the reverse layup. McCants rips the rebound away and then gets fouled from behind by Scott. 7 rebounds for Jalen McCants.
On that penetration, again, not the kind of on-ball defense that we want there, but if a man does have to come off and help, then you've got to get rotation from the top back to the backside there, and we're not getting that third man in the rotation there. It really becomes a team rotation there defensively to cover up for that mistake.
Jeremiah Babers into the game, first time tonight for the Silver Streaks, who are without Cohen Derry. He made the trip down to Bushnell as the sophomores are playing in that varsity tournament down there. So the sophomore Cohen Derry not with the team tonight. Here's right side Riley Milan on the wing. McCants comes out for the pass, starts to drive, tries to go around the big man Lundy, now kicks it back out to Eric on a floater with a left hand, got it down from about 10 feet out. He's
nice
got 5
move
in the
there.
Quarter.
Little floater, teardrop, runner, whatever you want to call it. Nice touch there.
Eric in double figures with 11. Dribble drive down the lane, a little bit out of control, and he got tripped up just inside the free throw line. And they're going to call a little push foul. I don't know that it was a push, but just got tangled up with Ellington a little bit. First foul on Dalen. Also want to send our best wishes to Adam Stewart and his family. Adam lost his grandmother. He is not with the team tonight as they are attending the funeral. So our condolences to the Adams family. And we wish him the best. Confident we'll see him back here tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
3.5 minutes to go. There's a travel call. I don't know what you call that. Tyrese Brown was trying to dribble from up top.
Stuck on his hip there.
Yeah, started to work his way to the free throw line and actually, not on his hip, almost on his backside. Just kind of carried it along there. So Streaks trying to take advantage of it. 8-0 run to start the second quarter, trying to get it to a 20-point lead here with under 3.5 minutes to go before halftime. And a foul away from the ball as Meshack Taylor back into the game got tangled up with Jalen. And that'll be the first of the game on Meshack Taylor.
He's going to get called there for a hold as Jalen was trying to run from one post side to the other to get posted up onto the ball side.
On the inbounds out high to Price. Eric goes up high for it. Over to Babers, now back to Eric. Puts the ball on the floor inside the free throw line. A reach in, knocked it loose. He gets it back. Kicks it into the corner, Riley Milan. Now Milan draws a double team, trapped, and it's batted out to the entry pass intended for McCants. Wells with the steal. Other end layup by Aguirre. His first basket, and they turn a Galesburg turnover into some transition points. Price to the free throw line, back behind into McCants. It's wide open in the lane if the Streaks can get there. Now Eric with penetration, up with an off-balance shot, gets his own rebound, collects it, and puts it in.
Good physicality there by Eric. He was able to play through that.
Yeah, he got turned sideways to the basket.
Use his strength
off the first shot
to be strong with it, yes.
Yep. Down to 2:40 to go first half, 26-8. Silver Streaks lead is 18. Taylor with it up top between the circles. With a handoff. Drive right side. Aguirre. Good defense by Riley. Gets a shot up over. Wouldn't fall down. McCants comes out with a rebound. Down the lane. Takes it with a left hand. And a foul on the floor prior to that. That's not going to be a shooting foul. But again, you attack the basket. Good things happen. Streaks came out of that secondary break. Thinking attack, attack, attack. They'll inbound it after the 16 foul on Wells.
Now, Alex and Dre are back in the ball game. Offensively, we've sputtered a little bit in the half court against their zone. Let's see if we get a little bit more crisp in the half court.
In foul our zone on Ja'Cory Franklin. Here. First of the game on Franklin. Again, 16 fouls on Wells. On the inbound, the catch and the shoot by Price wouldn't go. Rebound tipped by Milan. Couldn't get it up, though. And Aguirre comes down with it for Chicago Wells. Quick jumper left side
and
three.
And a good find there.
Taylor,
good ball movement.
It.
Good execution by Wells.
Meshack Taylor with his first basket. I had to look up the name to make sure I was remembering it right. Meshack Taylor was an actor in a TV sitcom called Designing Women back in the
Yes, Designing Women.
It's not the same Meshack Taylor.
No.
And a nice move by Jalen down the right side of the lane. He got two defenders around him, went up with the up and under, got the shot down, drew the foul, and he's got an and one.
And a good strength inside again, playing through the contact. He will have many, many opportunities to get that and one this year.
Second foul against Ja'Cory Franklin. That puts the Streaks in the bonus for the rest of the half. 1:52 to go second quarter. 17-point Gelsberg lead. McCants makes it 18 with his 12th point of the first half. 12 for McCants, 13 for Eric Price. So 25 of the Streaks' 29 points between those two. But you know, Steve, a lot of the other guys have been involved in the offense. DeMarco's taken three shots, Dalen Ellington, Dre Egyptiaka. I mean, other guys are shooting. Streaks are making attempts to get him involved, although they fall asleep defensively and leave Martise Williams wide open under the basket. And now the Streaks come back with a transition at the other end, and they catch Wells napping, and Alex gets the lay-in.
Good find there by Jalen with his eyes up the floor. And Alex was able to get behind the defense, able to identify nobody was back, and he went right to the rim. And a nice push pass ahead and 2 points.
It's our first palindrome score of the season, I think. Another careless turnover by Wells. It's 31-13. Pass to the left side. Aguirre, I don't know if he took his eye off the ball, but it went off his left hand and just very slowly went out of bounds, and he just couldn't regain his balance to chase it down. Price draws a double team out high. They're attacking him when he's got the ball. Now the Streaks have numbers as he gets it away to Dre and then hands off to Eric, and he loses the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a little bit spotty ball handling there by the Streaks there.
Hadn't been real pretty on either side at times
but
the scoreboard is the good news. 31-13 Streaks as we wind under a minute to go first half. Again, final game of the day here at the Thanksgiving tournament. There's a jumper left side by Tyrese Brown, misses the three. Jalen leans in, reaches up, corrals the rebound.
We've really done a good job on the glass in all three games.
Jalen at 6'6", and that wingspan of his really gives him a great advantage going for those long rebounds.
And he pursues the ball, Brad. He doesn't wait for it.
Wow, crossover dribble, and he goes down the left side of the lane. Lost his man out high. That got him a step on the defender, and he's got 14 in the half. Streaks lead by 20 with 18 seconds to go, second quarter. Ja'Cory Franklin up top of the volleyball line. Dre comes out to put the pressure on the defense. Screen set, tries to go around it. Now into the left corner, Tyrese Brown. 5 seconds to go. Up top, Franklin. Dribble drive. Floater with a left hand. Too strong off the glass. Jalen with a rebound. He's got another double-double in the first half. 14 points, 10 rebounds. And the Streaks go to the locker room up 20, 33 to 13. Take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring. And we'll get a word from the coaching staff with assistant Chad Thompson when the Streaks come out of the locker room. Leading 33-13 over Chicago Wells. This is Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Is it worth getting elbowed in the face to save 73 cents on candy canes?
Well, what kind of candy canes are they?
Does it matter? Some of the so-called deals on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday aren't worth your time or trouble. But at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, we make sure ours are. We give you free gifts you actually want.
Like a free Echo Dot or 7-inch Fire tablet with your purchase of $299 or more.
Or a Bose Micro Portable Speaker or JBL Tune Wireless In-Ear Headphones with your purchase of $4.99 or more.
How about a Ring Video Doorbell or Apple Watch 3 with your purchase of $9.99 or more?
A 10.5-inch iPad or waterproof GoPro with your purchase of $14.99 or more.
And a Samsung 65-inch smart TV or Microsoft Surface Go with your purchase of $29.99 or more.
Best of all, our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday deals are good all this week. I'm Ryan Cole.
And I'm Jeff Cole. Take home something breathtaking for them and a stack of goodies for you.
Cole's Diamond Gallery, 370 East Simmons, downtown Galesburg. Free gifts are available only while supplies last.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
33-13, Galesburg leads Chicago Wells at the half here at the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Final game of the day. Action will get started tomorrow here at John Thiel Gym beginning at 10 a.m. Moline will take on this Chicago Wells team. So they get the first game of the day and the last game today and then turn right around and play the first game tomorrow. Moline is 2-0. They won at home against Champaign Central Tuesday night, 47-46. And then in the game right before ours, the fellow Western Big Six Conference foes defeated Madison 58-50. Here, the Silver Streaks, you know, not as pretty of a game here in the first half, but gosh, you know, when the Silver Streaks are coming in averaging... Oh, where's my, I lost my stat sheet. 70 points a game, basically.
Yes.
It's easy to look at this game and think, oh, well, it's, you know, it's not as good. I don't know. I think it's been pretty darn effective.
Almost 75 points a game.
But, you know, you don't focus on the offense so much. Streaks are playing good defense. I mean, they're still getting the job done.
Yeah, and again, Brad, when you look at, we get the job done because our defense leads to good offense, which leads to transition points off of missed shots or turnovers. I thought this was a little bit almost a tale of two halves offensively. Against their zone, when we attacked, we played with a purpose, we were very good. When, as you said there toward the end of the half, when we just sort of passed the ball around and settled for a three-point shot, all rhythms lost, your shots sort of out of sync, and it's not very good. And then oftentimes we'll give up a long shot, long rebound, maybe a layup or an easy, you know, number kind of situation for our opponent. So when we've done the things we need to do and stay focused, we've been very, very good. When we get back into some bad habits a little bit, then we struggle a little bit. But the key to that is shorten those up. You know, it's not a perfect thing, coaches. We want perfection. But if we can shorten up those periods, things are going to just get better and better.
How nice to be looking at these things and going, boy, we know we can really get better at some of this. But, yeah, we're still up 20 at the half.
Those are always good things to be able to learn when you win.
Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Steve?
Shooting-wise, both teams didn't shoot, you know, particularly well. And, again, I think we shot the ball well when we were when we did those things that we talked about, when we were aggressive, made people guard us, kicked the ball around. But again, when we settled for threes, just out of nonchalantness, it wasn't good. So as a result of that, we were 12 out of 30 from the field. Again, got off a lot of shots at 40% and only 4 out of 16 from beyond the arc. And there again, we had a lot of good looks. Shots taken by guys that are a little bit different that are going to have to make those shots that I think will make those shots as they continue to get experience. Wells, on the other hand, was 5 out of 21 for 23%, and they were 2 out of 7 with a 3 ball for 28%. We did a good job of guarding them. We gave up a few dribble drives, but really contained and found the shooter and got our hand up. Rebounds, again, we continue to dominate, doubled up on them. Any statistic you really want to win, that's one. We were at 24 rebounds to their 12, and turnovers we had 5, and they had 7.
Wells 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks 5 out of 6. Gelsberg leads 33-13. We'll take a break. Come back and talk with the coaching staff. A visit with Chad Thompson when we come back. Halftime, Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Are you ready to tackle some of those pesky projects around your home, but not sure where to start? All you need is a little help from the Today's Homeowner team. Tune in every week as we share tips and ideas while having a little fun along the way. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned do-it-yourselfer, we'll provide you all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block.
Today's Homeowner, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's Talk.
Funding for better fences and better security along our borders.
Secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary.
Construction of a border fence create a significant barrier to illegal immigration.
These politicians do not endorse Carmark Tire and Auto.
I'm glad we all agree on the wall. A wall of tires. A wall of Continental General tires. A Bridgestone Firestone tires. And a wall of Goodyear tires. Carmark Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by I'll Give, a 24-hour statewide fundraising event celebrating nonprofits in Illinois this Tuesday, December 3rd. Create change in your community this Giving Tuesday by supporting nonprofits in Knox and Warren County at illgive.com. Showers likely tonight, thunderstorms possible overnight, low 36. Showers likely, thunderstorms possible tomorrow, a high of 50. Rain and snow possible tomorrow night, maybe a thunderstorm and a low of 35. Right now it's 38 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
33-13, the halftime lead for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And we're getting ready to go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman to visit with Chad Thompson in our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Take it away, Steve.
Some things I know you want to clean up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a couple of things that went well for us. I mean, obviously, anytime we get motion towards the basket is good for us. We have really good shooters we can kick out to, but we do most of our damage in the paint, as people have seen so far. So the more we can get in the lane, we can get the pass inside, the drive inside. We need to do better at that, and we need to keep doing it at the same time. That was the good and the bad.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Let's go get him finish up the night.
Thank you.
Not a whole lot of time to visit. They came out with just a little over a minute left before halftime clock ended, so really only enough time to get one question in. Then Steve's got to hustle to get back up here into the booth. So we'll see who the Silver Streaks send out. I would imagine it's going to be, in fact, it looks to be pretty much the same five who started the game. Can't tell for sure yet, but it looks like Milan for sure. Obviously McCants and Price. Here comes Dre and Alex Egyptiaco both. So the same starting five for the Silver Streaks to start the second half. And let's see who Wells sends out. In the public league, it doesn't always automatically end up being the same five who started the game. Sometimes you see a kid start the second half who didn't even play in the first half. That's not entirely unusual. It'll be Ja'Cory Franklin, Donald Aguirre, Mortice Williams did not start the game. He starts the second half. Freddie Grubbs. And who am I missing? Meshach Taylor there on the far side. Wells with the ball to start the second half, trailing by 20. Streaks trying to go 3-0 under first-year head coach Ryan Hart. McGuire with a dribble up top, working against Riley Milan. Gets a head down low, then backs up. Bounce pass tipped away by McCants, right back to McGuire. Now they go into reset offense. Taylor on the left side, back up top to McGuire. Wells showing a lot of patience here. On the first possession of the second half, they've already run 35 seconds off the clock. Streaks stick with a man defense. Entry pass to Grubbs at the free throw line. Goes around Jalen and drives up with the left hand and in.
And a good move with his left hand to get to the rim.
First basket of the game, Freddie Grubbs. 33-15 Silver Streaks. Just underway, second half. First possession of the third quarter for Galesburg.
I'm glad we're not playing Teddy Grubbs or Mark Aguirre here. We have an Aguirre and a Grubbs.
Here's Milan driving in from the left side. Skips it out, and Jalen travels with it on the wing. Tried to set his feet and draw the defense out and then penetrate, and he ended up shuffling his feet. Dalen Ellington into the game, so a quick substitution for the Silver Streaks as Milan sits down. Just a minute gone here in the second half. Milan sits down right next to Coach Hart. Talks things over with him. Not the stalking pacing that we're used to by the head coach on the Galesburg sideline as Wells kicks it out toward half court.
And he must have saw something there that needed to be addressed, and Coach Hart got that addressed there, son. I'm sure, and he'll get Riley back in here and momentarily, but there was something he wanted to address there, and you could see he took care of it.
Been some media coverage about the difference in coaching style between Ryan Hart and the man he replaced after 11 seasons at the helm with Mike Reynolds leading for DeKalb.
And the bottom line of that, you got to be who you are.
Yep.
You got to be who you are. There's many, many ways to skin the cat, so to speak, and both these guys are effective with how they do that.
Price with a penetration drive and a basket at the other end. Now a foul on this end against the Silver Streaks. Little hand check foul. Galesburg on top by 20. Price the leading scorer in the game tonight with 15. McCants with 14. A double-double with 10 rebounds. And the foul on the reach by Alex Egyptiaco, just his first. On the inbounds, curling around, getting up free for the shot from the corner. Franklin backpedaling for the rebound. Grubbs, ball on the floor, loose. Picked up underneath the basket by Donald Aguirre, lays it up and in. 35-17. Streaks lost the 50-50 ball that time. Haven't seen that much so far in the early season. Here's a dribble drive, kick out to Alex. Curls around, now he kicks it into the right corner. Ellington squares, shoots. Ooh, in and out. Rebound underneath by Aguirre. And now knocked out of bounds, out of his hands. Last touch by the Streaks.
You know, and again, this is not a concern after you've only played three games. But besides Eric, we're going to have somebody be able to hit a three-point shot. Mm-hmm. And again, you've got a number of potential candidates there. But that's going to happen at some point in time. And again, as you continue to play these games, takes these shots, you hope someone or more than someone emerges.
May have to start happening tomorrow night. Champaign Central to close out this Thanksgiving tournament. They put up 89. Granted, it was an overtime, but 89 in an overtime game in the first game of the final session here tonight. There's a little left-hand shot in the lane. Stubbs couldn't knock it down, or Grubbs rather, then chased it down and batted it out into the hands of DeMarco Harden, and a reach foul called by Meshach Taylor trying to reach in and knock it away.
Right now, it seems, Brad, we're just a little step slow coming out of the halftime. And that's something I know that Coach Hart won't accept and tolerate here. We got to shake it loose here a little bit and show that personality we've shown so far. That is energy, and we're going to beat you to the basketball.
Streaks still lead by 18. Left side, Ellington drives in. Hesitation dribble and pushed out of bounds along the baseline. That'll be the first foul of the game on Mortise Williams. And these kinds of calls don't allow for a real smooth game. It creates kind of that choppy feeling to it. So both teams trying to find a rhythm here. Hasn't really happened in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter just yet.
And if there is any fatigue, and again, there could be here. There's no question. It happens in your legs. Oh, nice move there. Great move.
Wow.
He went off his back. And again, you teach kids not to lose track of the ball. And he went right off his back and scored there to get the ball inbounds and back and scored it there. Very smart by Harden.
It was to DeMarco Harden, yep, who got it. And it looked like he got bumped pretty hard from behind, so he was falling forward, being knocked off balance, and he just had the two-handed scoop up over his head, and he got just the right English on the ball to kiss it off the glass and drop it through the rim. A very athletic basket, and now a foul on the Silver Streaks on the other end. called against Drea Gypsyiaku as he got tied up with one of the Wells players. I'm sorry, Dalen Ellington, rather. And now in the inbound, Grubbs right underneath, gets it up and in over Jalen McCants from the low blocks.
Real easy there by Wells, and to give them credit there, they're working hard. They're staying right after it.
37-19, streaks by 18, 4.5 minutes to go third quarter. Jalen has yet to take a shot here in the second half. Tripped up out high, trying to go man-to-man. And now a whistle. They're going to get a foul called on Mortise Williams. Looked like Jalen initiated the foul. He leaned into him. And the officials credited the foul against Williams. His second, third team foul on Wells. Jalen breaks free on the inbound to the right wing. Again, trying to work around Williams. And another hand check foul as Jalen drove to the baseline, tried to get around him. So three fouls on Mortise Williams, all in the first 3 minutes, 37 seconds of this third quarter.
And he's really trying to be physical, and he's not using his feet and legs. He's using his body, and he can't move and get in front of Jalen. You get fouls doing that.
Stays on the floor with those three
with
fouls,
feet
though.
Legs.
Bounce pass on the inbound to Ellington on the wing. Up top, Dre. Left side over to Price. Eric fakes left, drives right, finds an opening down the lane. Off-balance shot, wouldn't go down with the left hand. Taylor with a rebound for Wells. Into the front court, Franklin. Goes around his man, dumps it down low. Grubbs with the easy lay-in.
Another layup there, and again, we didn't stop the ball in a direct dribble drive there, and they got a layup out of it.
Yep, nobody tried to step in front, draw a charge or anything. Still a 16-point lead halfway through the third quarter. Up top, McCants dribbles around his man. Williams gets to the basket. That shot on the bank won't roll through as it falls off the front of the rim. But Jalen gets fouled to go to the line shooting two.
Again, right now, both defenses, players playing more with their hands than they are with their feet and giving up drives to the basket here.
Fifth team foul on Wells, two against the Silver Streaks here in the second half. 3:51 to go third quarter. That's the third foul of the game against Meshack Taylor. Jalen to the free throw line with his first point of the second half. 15 for the game.
To be quality from the line.
5 for 6 in the game now. 38-21 streaks. Second one coming. Jalen McCants, 63 points in his first two games this season. He adds 16 more tonight on the second free throw, and the lead is 18, 39-21.
That was a season for me. More than a season for me.
That's a career for me. If that. To the bench, Jalen McCants. And now he's getting a word with Coach Ryan Hart. Jalen's doing all the talking over there. Coach Hart listening. And now stands up and starts coaching the game again. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Streaks lead by 18. Quick jumper from the right side, and Taylor drains a three. Well, nobody got a hand in his face. He recognized it, put it up quickly. 39-24, Streaks lead is 15. On the outside, Babers. Left side to Marco Harden from the wing. Three-pointer goes in and out. Grubbs with a rebound. Looked good, just wouldn't drop through. Chance to get it down to 13, maybe 12 here as we approach a three-minute mark of the third quarter. On the left side, Brown drives, leaves it off for Grubbs. Couldn't handle it, otherwise he had position. Now kicks it out. Taylor, another three. Short this time. Rebound knocked around. Diving on the floor. Taylor comes up with it, and Wells calls a quick timeout. Before they give up the ball, and they call a full timeout. 2:58 to go, third quarter. 15-point Galesburg lead, 39-24. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
2:58 to go, third quarter, coming out of the full timeout by Chicago Wells on the inbound up top. It goes to Ja'Cory Franklin, directing traffic, entry pass to Grubbs. You can see how intent they are to try to get it to Grubbs on the low post. Now they go back to him again after he kicked it out. Batted away by Riley Milan. Scramble for the ball, and it's Franklin who comes up with it first. Now back to Grubbs in the lane. DeMarco tries to draw a foul. No call. They kick it out to Meshack Taylor. Misses the three. Battle for the rebound, and it's Babers who comes out with it. Outlet pass to Dre with the layup and the foul, and a chance at a three-point play.
When you can secure a rebound, you have an opportunity to get out and do those things. We got the rebound, then we're able to get out and get numbers. And a good finish there by... Yeah. Dre.
There's that secondary break that we talked about in the pregame. Streaks executed it perfectly there. The second foul on Tyrese Brown. First basket of the game for Dre Egyptiaco, and he knocks down the three-point play with a free throw. So another palindrome score, 42-24. Silver Streaks by 18, down to 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Tyrese Brown working his way on the perimeter, working left to right. Now backs up to the midcourt circle, trying to shake Dre. To the left side it goes. Quick three by Franklin off the wing, off the back iron. And a good box out by DeMarco. Tries to get the pass away. Knocked out of his hands. Turnover back to Wells. Jumper in the lane won't go. Grubbs with a tip. And now a tie-up as Harden reaches in there and quickly ties up Mortiz Williams. And the Streaks get it back on the held ball.
And again, give credit to Wells. They're working hard. They're hustling. You know, they're down in the ball game. But they're showing a lot better approach and different attitude than they did earlier today. They are competing, and that's all you can ask for from a young ball club.
Harden with it on the left side. Dribbles his way back up toward the volleyball line. Now Milan comes up top for the pass. McCants, meanwhile, stays on the bench for the Silver Streaks, coming out of that Wells timeout. But here's Price with it, trying to go around his man down the left side. Step back, fade away, hits it from 13 feet.
Good
He's
move there.
Four in the quarter, 17 for the game. Back to a 20-point lead for the Streaks, 44-24. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Up top, this is Grubbs with it. Scoops it behind him to Tyrese Brown. Give and go, back to Grubbs, down the lane. Off-balance shot, nice
and
job.
Nice screen roll there. Nice screen roll there in execution and a good finish at the basket.
And he was sideways to the basket and got the finger roll, was able to square the ball up and got it to roll through. Dre up top, Babers. He'll shoot the three and hits. Jeremiah Babers with his first basket of the season. And it makes it 47-26. Gillsburg up by 21 now. Under a minute to go, down to 50 seconds to play third quarter. Franklin working against Price out high. Now to the right side on the dribble, Bryce or Tyrese Brown. Dre reached in, tried to knock it loose. Brown nearly lost it, but held on to it. Now they get it back up top to Franklin. Down to 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Entry pass to Grubbs. Backing up on Milan. Forces it up. Kicks it out on the right wing. Taylor couldn't handle it. Now he'll start the drive. Works around Harden all the way to the basket with a curl into the lane and a foul. Aggressive move by Meshack Taylor. Haven't seen that from him in this game yet. But it started when he couldn't control the pass to the outside. He's been a square-up perimeter jump shooter. But when he couldn't control that pass, he decided to attack once he regained control, and he's got a chance at a traditional three-point play.
And they've really attacked the basket here in the second half and been very successful getting to the rim.
Foul on Riley Milan, his first, and Taylor finishes off the three-point play. He's got 9 in the game now, 6 in the third quarter. Down to 20 seconds to go for the quarter. Babers drives, low post, kicks it out. Dre passes up the three. Now he penetrates, kicks it out. Babers will shoot the three again. Short, rebound deflected over to Taylor. Down to 10 seconds to go. Into the front court, Tyrese Brown. Down to the low blocks. Off-balance shot, missed it. Rebound, Babers had it knocked out of his hands. Streaks will get it back. 3.1 seconds to go in the quarter.
Much better sequence the last two times, both on offense and defense by the Streaks there. See if we can get some quality here, Brad, with 3 seconds to go.
Taking the length of the court. Price inbounds to Babers. Drives it across midcourt. Passes it right side. And that pass cost the Streaks a basket because Milan knocked it in. But Babers just needed to put it up. He didn't have enough time to pass it. So that's the end of the third quarter. 47-29. Gillsburg by 18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There are aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
It's the last regular season game for the Fighting Illini football team as they take on in-state and conference rival Northwestern. Coverage begins tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
They with eight
rebounds.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. As we're comparing stats here during the quarter break, yeah, I had Wells with eight rebounds that quarter. And here's some concerns, Steve. Wells outscored the Silver Streaks. They had only 13 points the first half. They got 16 in the third quarter. They out-rebounded Galesburg. Definitely controlling the game here in the second half.
They carried play there in that third period.
Still an 18-point lead for Galesburg, so they didn't take a big chunk out of the lead, but I don't like the way they're controlling this game over the Silver Streaks. Here's a missed three. Dre with the rebound. Outlet. Jalen misses the dunk, though. The student section behind the Galesburg bench was fired up and ready for it, but Jalen really didn't even come close to that. He was coming in hard for it, just didn't finish it off, and the long rebound out of bounds back to Wells.
And, you know, sometimes that's difficult. He's just coming off the bench again, and usually you're able to get that dunk going in the flow of the game after you've been in the game a while.
Tyrese Brown with it left wing. Up top, Ja'Cory Franklin. Ortiz Williams stays on the floor. Christian Wachulich into the game. First action for Wells. And an illegal screen set on the right side. That'll be a turnover. And the fourth foul of the game on Ortiz Williams. Ninth turnover on Wells. There's something else, Steve. I only had them with one turnover that third quarter.
They played a very, very fine quarter. They were very aggressive at both ends of the floor. And that's the best quarter that I've seen them play now in the two games that I've watched.
Definitely changed the tenor of the game here with the Silver Streaks, I wouldn't say having their way with things in the first half, but more so than not with a 20-point lead. Still an 18-point lead heading into the final quarter. Price will bring it across midcourt. Lavelle Lundy at 6'10 back into the game, guarding the inside for the Wells Raiders. Streaks keep it on the perimeter. Eric eyes the three ball, keeps it on the outside. Swing it around left over to Babers. Now up top, Egyptiaco just off the left elbow. Babers on the wing, swing it back around right. Price behind the back with the dribble, squares up, declines to shoot. Mylan with it, down to 6:45 to go. And the Streaks will be content to take some time. Here's a bad pass on the inside. Tried to go no look. Franklin read it perfectly. Leads the break to the other end, lost the ball, chases it down. Now gets it back out. McCants, he'll be alone this time. Had a two-handed jam. He was going to miss it two times in a row.
His legs were warmed up that time, yes. And Babers threw that little, what you would call a sophomore type of pass, that little flip-lob pass in the air, and at the varsity level, that's going to get stolen and end up coming out of your own net.
Quick three on the other end, and a miss by Franklin. And there's Jalen skying high for his first rebound of the second half. Now Babers, open three, a little bit short, rebound chased down by McCants. He got bumped trying to go around a man down low to go after it. Are they going to call the foul on him? The official is pointing at him.
Got it zero. Looks like they called it on number zero there on Taylor again.
I mean, I didn't see Jalen foul anybody. He was just aggressively going after the ball. So that's the fourth foul of the game on Meshack Taylor. And the eighth team foul on Wells. McCants to the line for a 1-1. Good. Three in the quarter, five and a half, 19 for the game for Jalen McCants. And the Streaks lead is back to 21 at 50-29. 6:06 to play in the game. I guess I got to give him credit for the rebound on that too, don't I?
Yes.
Forgot to write that down. 12 in the game now. Second one up, in and out. Rebound, Price, and hits the bottom of the rim on the putback, and he gets fouled, so he'll go to the line.
Erica thought he was going to use the rim there as a protector, and that's the right decision most of the time, but he had, I think, an opening to just go right back up with his right hand there. But he got fouled nevertheless and go to the line to get his 2 points via free throws.
And Taylor is fouled out of the game. Meshack Taylor fouls out with 9 points. So they'll make a substitution here. I was looking back at last season's stat sheet. I was keeping McCants's double-doubles for last season, but on my final stat sheet, I don't have it printed, so I don't remember how many he had. I want to say he had 14 double-doubles last year.
Yeah, he's a double-double machine. There's no question about it. Just those double-doubles this year, I think, are going to grow with numbers.
Well, he's perfect so far, 3-for-3 through the streak's first three games, and we still have 6:04 to play in this one. As Price knocks down both free throws, he and McCants both leading the team in scoring with 19. 52-29 Gelsberg, under 6 minutes to go in the game. 12 rebounds for McCants to go along with his 19 points. Here's a jumper up top. Just curling around. Really not the best shot that we've seen Wells take. Babers is the one who comes out with the ball on the floor on the rebound. Little hesitation drive. Kicks it out to Price. Swinging around up top. McCants for three is off the mark. And the rebound pops out to the right side to Lavelle Lundy. ...52-29 Silver Streaks. Brown brings it across midcourt to the right side. Aguirre now up top. Again back into the game with Tulich. His only action in the fourth quarter for Wells as he and Milan go at it. Shoulder to shoulder down low. Now a drive by Brown. Comes up short on the shot. Nice active rebound coming out of nowhere to pull that one down. Kiwan Scott. And they'll get another opportunity at it. Up top, Aguirre backs up. Now he'll look things over. Scramble for the ball. Dre trying to get the steal. Gets it away to Brown. Tyrese down the lane. And a reach in by the Silver Streaks. Will be a foul from the official far out by half court. So 4:55 to go in the game. That's only the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Second of the game on Eric Price. And again, the Silver Streaks, two leading returning scorers, staying away from foul trouble here tonight. Again, another level of maturity we're seeing in the game from them. That's got to happen this season. Those guys have to stay out of foul trouble. Have done a nice job of it through the first couple of games this season. Brown misses the first free throw. They are 0 for the quarter right now.
And again, I think that's a critical analysis or observation on your part, the foul issue. That was a big-time problem last year for both those guys, and they've done a good job. Earlier, Eric had some foul problems, but when he came back in, he managed his foul situation, you know, beautifully.
Silver Streaks had more weapons last year. They could handle it better if one of those two guys had to go to the court. And as the season goes along, I think the Silver Streaks will see those offensive weapons outside of those two develop. But right now, the team's still trying to find its way as Eric gets called after a turnover by the Streaks at the other end, gets a reach-in foul called and transition to the basket. And that's going to put Brown right back at the line where he made one out of two. And Eric picks up two quick ones. He's got three in the game now. 4:34 to play. Fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks, but in the act of working his way to the basket, still counts as a shooting foul, and Brown misses the first. Silver Streaks will play Champaign Central tomorrow night. Champaign Central, a team that advanced to the sectional last year before they lost to eventual sectional champion Springfield Southeast. Southeast also knocked out Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin last year. And Central has played two very intense games here to start off this tournament, losing to Moline up at Wharton Fieldhouse by one on Tuesday night, and then winning an overtime game against Sacred Heart Griffin here earlier this evening. Dribble drive, Alex, cut off, kicks it out, Milan for three, short, and the rebound to Kiwan Scott.
Good ball movement that time. We got a good shot out of the rhythm of the offense. Just didn't go.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, 52-31 Galesburg. In the right corner, Michael Torres, 6'3 junior. His first action of the game. Aguirre has it on the outside working against Milan. Little crossover dribble, gets around him, goes to the low blocks, missed it. And the rebound, McCants knocks on to it. 13th rebound of the game. Back the other end and another two-handed stuff.
Nobody stopped the ball there, and Jalen... No. Had it wide open to the rim and finished strong.
That wasn't a run out like the first two. He had to work his way through traffic to get that one. Now a badly missed three by Aguirre. 14th rebound by Jalen. He's looking over the court, finds another opening, and a one-handed jam! And he's got a big smile on his face. Three dunks in the game, and the student section loves it. 56-31. You could see that, couldn't you? At half court, he had his head up. He was looking for the lane, and he was going to go for it as soon as he saw it.
I don't think I've seen that in a while here in this gymnasium. Three dunks by the same player in a quarter. Yeah, he had to be foaming at the mouth there, seeing or salivating, I should say.
Maybe both.
With that opportunity, yeah. With that opportunity.
So all three of his baskets in the fourth quarter are dunks with 3:13 to play in the game and a 25-point Galesburg lead, 7 in the quarter, 9 for the half, and 23 for the game for Jalen McCants. On the give and go, pass through the lane. Wutulich couldn't handle it. Now Jalen comes up with a steal. 11 Wells turnovers. He'll bring it into the front court. Passes it right side to Price. Squares up for three. A little bit long. Rebound pops out to Eric. Now he's got the lane. Takes it all the way. Couldn't finish it off, but he's fouled. Well, we can start looking at some crunch time player of the game candidates. It gets a little tricky in a game like this because it really hasn't been a true crunch time. Wells scored the first basket of the game, and then the streak scored 14 in a row to build an 11-point lead, and I don't think Wells got any closer than 8 since then, trailing by 25 right now. So they just sort of built the lead as the game has gone along. Price misses the first one. Obviously, Jalen. You can't overlook what he's done. Eric had a nice first half. He was the one I felt like was the one who was kind of keeping the offense going.
Got us going.
A little tough.
Got us going.
Dom Brownless checks into the game. Alex sits down. Also into the game. First varsity action for Aiden Wagner. And now Jalen will sit down. So he'll likely be done finishing the game with, again, 23 points, 14 rebounds. Second free throw by Price is good. Now he sits down, replaced by Dalen Ellington.
And he ends up with 20 tonight.
7 and a half, 20 for the game. 57-31 Silver Streaks, 2:45 to play. Thought Alex did some nice things. He was our crunch time player of the game in the first game earlier today.
And in against their zone offense early in the game when we were gelling, he was really making plays from the high post area and keeping the ball moving and making people guard that created those open shots.
Dribble drive by Ja'Cory Franklin. Off-balance shot comes up short. Milan with a rebound. Outlet pass to Dalen Ellington with a layup. And a good feed
good
from the Silver Streaks to find him.
Riley Milan.
59-31. Third rebound for Milan and an assist. DeMarco Harden will check into the game with the next dead ball. 2:05 to play with the Streaks up 28. Martise Williams going against Aiden Wagner. Again, Aiden's first varsity action here in game three. Franklin with a dribble up top. Looked like he palmed the ball.
Sure did.
But that wasn't called. We saw it called once earlier in the game. Works his way to the left side. Crossover dribble. Can't find an opening in the lane. Leaves it off to Martise Williams. Drives off balance shot. Missed it. Rebound Aiden Wagner for the Silver Streaks. Now throws it away. Stolen back by Williams. Now Aiden gets it right back. Gets it out of a double team.
Good hustle by Aiden Wagner there.
Streaks have numbers. Ellington feeds. Left corner. Brownless for three. Got it! The crowd loves it. Streaks have doubled up Chicago Wells 62-31. And with a minute 26 to go in the game, we got a running clock. I didn't think it was going to happen tonight, but the Streaks have had this little burst here late to score 10 in a row and have the lead up to 31 now. First basket on the varsity level for Dom Brownless. And now a five-second call out high as Ja'Cory Franklin really wasn't moving the ball and doing very much with it.
Good burst here to get that 30-point lead by the Streaks there. A lot of energy off the bench, a lot of energy by the starters to finish up their minutes tonight.
So this final minute will go very quickly. And the Streaks have got a 3-0 in the season. Wells will drop to 0-2 here in this tournament. Again, they'll open tomorrow with action against Moline at 10 o'clock. We got Hall of Fame induction ceremonies tomorrow here at Galesburg High School. Silver Streaks girls will play Pontiac at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Girls-boys doubleheader to finish off the action in the evening. Here's a runner by Ellington. Couldn't hit. Rebound DeMarco Harden. Kick out to Babers, who couldn't knock down the three. Final seconds of action. Pass down low. Finds its way to Scott on the loose ball. That won't go. Torres with the offensive rebound. That comes up short. Babers comes out with his fourth rebound. 8 seconds to go. Aiden Wagner drives and lays it in from the left side. And the student section erupts again with the streaks up 33, and that's the game. 64-31. Ellington gives a big old squeeze around the neck to Aiden Wagner, who gets the whole team up. And a big round of applause as he comes to the bench. And the streaks are 3-0, polishing off this 64-31 win. Post-game show up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
I say that customer will be interested in a Toyota RAV4.
Way off. I think they look more like a Highlander customer.
Here at Galesburg Toyota, our sales staff plays a little game we affectionately call Name That Ride, where they try to guess what kind of a car a customer will be interested in before we even know their name.
That young blood is probably looking for a good pre-owned with a little style.
And Mr. Can't Put His Phone Down over there would dig the new Camry with Wi-Fi and Remote Connect.
Let us match you with the ride of your dreams, making the car buying culture easy and fun.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by I'll Give, a 24-hour statewide fundraising event celebrating nonprofits in Illinois this Tuesday, December 3rd. Create change in your community this Giving Tuesday by supporting nonprofits in Knox and Warren County at illgive.com. Showers likely tonight, thunderstorms possible overnight, low 36. Showers likely, thunderstorms possible tomorrow, a high of 50. Rain and snow possible tomorrow night, maybe a thunderstorm and a low of 35. Right now it's 38 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win at 64-31. They outscore Chicago Well 17-2 in the fourth quarter and end up with a running clock, and they go to 3-0 on the season. Ryan Hart already with us, our post-game coach's interview. And
he's ready to close it down for the night. He's got his work in.
Well, yeah, and ended up being a long day. You know, you get these 6 o'clock starts, and it feels pretty good, like we're going to get out of here early, and then we started late. So probably ready to go home and get a meal,
it's
too,
a
I would imagine.
A long day too. For the head coach. There's no question about it.
Let's find out what he has to say. Coach Hart, thanks for joining us. And not as fluid of a feel tonight in some of the other games that we saw. But, you know, gosh, we look down. We're still up 18, 20 points. What's your overall take on tonight's game? What did we do right, first of all?
I'm not real sure. I'm not real sure. Fourth quarter, we actually had some energy. I mean, Jalen got that first dunk, and then the next two came pretty easy, and yep. Then that almost injected life into the rest of the team. But defensively, just not real pretty. Offensively, not real pretty. Just lethargic all the way through.
You're
going to have one of those games every once in a while.
Sure.
And I mean, it's the second game of the day, and that's no excuse. So, I mean, we got to learn how to play a little bit longer, or tougher longer. So,
and I know that's something that you've continued to stress. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, and I know that's right up your alley. First time against the zone. Felt like, and I know that you've seen this over the years, when we move the ball, we engage the defense, we got people to guard us, we end up getting open shots, great flow to it, good rhythm. When we play pass around the outside, don't make anybody guard us, and just throw up three-point shots, it's not as pretty, is it?
Well, the first quarter was all right because they didn't have the big kid in there. I mean, it was almost like we were scared to even engage anything that has to do with going to the basket or in the paint. But, I mean, he is almost 7 foot tall,
right.
And he is a little bit intimidating when you're out there playing against a guy like that, but I mean, we still have to play with some poise and some like intent on getting to the rim, because we did. I mean, we just passed the ball around and sort of disappointed in that. We can get any open look we want from behind a three-point line at any time against a zone like that, and it was almost like we were just settling and it really didn't matter. So I mean, we're gonna have to work on that stuff, and hopefully by the time next week rolls around, when we are playing against teams that play legitimately strong zones the entire time, we're a little bit better.
We have talked already just in these first three games about kind of needing a third guy to emerge. We had that offensively, I mean, and we had that in the first game. So we saw lots of different guys shooting the ball tonight in different times, as if, you know, somebody's trying to sort of step up and take that role. It's a difficult balance, isn't it, to try to encourage guys to take the shot but then not take bad shots at the same time.
It is. It is. And like, I'm going to harp on this a lot. I mean, it's sophomores. I mean,
yeah.
Inconsistency. They need to learn how to play with a little bit more consistency. Every single one of them can shoot. Every single one of them can play. They just got to have it in their mind that they know they can be out there and they know they can fit in and play. A couple of them do. But a couple of them get down on themselves in the same sense. But, I mean, as we move forward, I mean, again, it's only third game of the year.
Right.
And they're all bunched up here at one time without a lot of practice time in between. So hopefully some of those younger guys can start stepping it up a little bit.
You've seen, we've watched Jalen here and Eric here for three ball games. And all three ball games, both players have been very outstanding. What have you seen so far that's been a difference? And not that they were bad last year at all, but what have you seen in terms of their growth in these first three games this year compared to where they were?
Oh, maturity. And they're smarter. They know what's going on a little bit more. They understand the game more. And, I mean, every day in practice, they are learning new things on how to kind of change the speed of the game and get better looks and stuff like that. I can't ask any much more out of those two so far in the first 3-4 days of the season game wise. So as they lead by example, I told Jalen that in one of the huddles, if you play harder than everybody else, then everybody will follow you and they will play hard. And eventually at fourth quarter, it looked like he stepped it up to the next level that last time he came off the bench, and it's like, there you go. And he had those three dunks in a row, and then it was like, oh, the world was happy again. So, I mean, the world's happy again. He's playing well, getting rebounds. Everybody else is starting to fly up and down the court. I mean, little things like that. It's just weird how things work.
But the good news is, as we look at these things, and we get a little frustrated at times, we look down at, gosh, we won by 33 points. So,
I know.
Yeah.
I told those guys at halftime, I'm like, what was it, 33-13 at halftime?
Yes.
We're up 20.
Yep.
And it was like, we should have been up like 55-10 or something. It was just a weird game all the way around.
But the lesson that we take out of this is what? What do you focus on to move forward out of this?
That we have to play harder longer. I mean, we can't take anything for granted. We just can't go through the motions and end up rolling people by 40, 50 points. Because the fourth quarter, I think I heard you say we outscored them 16-2 or 17-2.
They didn't have a field goal.
Okay, so, I mean, like that, we have to impose our will defensively and get every rebound so they're not able to stay in games.
Very good. We appreciate your time, Coach. Congratulations.
Get some rest, Coach.
3-0 feels pretty good.
I'm good. Yes, 3-0 is good. It is good. So we got a tough one tomorrow, though.
Yeah,
those guys look pretty good today. So.
Yep.
Should be a good one to finish the tournament.
Yeah, and that's what we want in the last game of the tournament.
Yeah, thank you.
We want that marquee game, and that's what we're going to get tomorrow night. But for now, Silver Streaks will enjoy 64-31 victory over Chicago Wells. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Stuff to get you through our final statistics as well. 64-31, the final over Chicago Wells. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Get clues as to which numbered present on our game board has the prize you want to win all wrapped up. Sign up at WGIL.com to receive weekly emails that'll help you play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Chicago Wells 64-31. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here, Steve. And we mentioned it a while ago. Crunch Time really came early in this when the Streaks fell behind 3-0. I think that's the first time in three games that the other team has scored first. And then they scored 14 in a row, and the game never got any closer than 8 after that. So there was no, you know, what we look at crunch time of the game, but, you know, somebody had to bring energy. Somebody had to lead this team. Somebody had to get it going here tonight.
And we said that in one of our keys that you don't want to give a ball club like this any kind of confidence. And I thought early this particular young man came out and said that, you know, we're going to make a statement early here and follow my lead with this, and that would be Eric Price tonight. So Eric Price is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for his initial burst and getting us going and being really a crunch time player of the game early in the game to set the stage and set the tone.
Eric ends up finishing with 20 points, 4 rebounds in the game, and gets Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game honors for the first time this season. Take a final timeout and come back and give you our team stats, our individual scoring, as Galesburg improves to 3-0. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Chicago Wells 64-31. Time for our final statistics, and we always like to start off with the team numbers. Our final numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. What do you think for the team numbers?
Shooting-wise, again, we got plenty of shots off, and that is a key. We were 23 out of 53, improved in the second half for 43%. Again, just 6 out of 26. Again, as guys continue to try to get comfortable in being able to knock down those threes. Chicago Wells was 12 out of 44. We did a good job there for only 25%. They were 3 out of 15 with a three ball. Again, a key statistic, and we've done this overwhelmingly in the first three games. We had 42 rebounds. They had 25. Turnovers pretty even, 11 for us, 12 for them. But, again, we've been very dominant on the glass, and that gives us second-chance opportunities and limits them to one shot and allows us to get out and run our break and transition.
42 rebounds. Wow. It's got to be a lot of missed shots to get 42 rebounds, but wow, to get two-thirds of the rebounds in a game, finish with 42.
That's a dominant statistic and one that normally doesn't lie.
Love it. Love it, as long as it's in the favor of the Silver Streaks, which it was tonight. Free throw shooting, Raiders finished 4 out of 7, Silver Streaks 12 out of 15. Individual scoring, Meshack Taylor led the way for the Raiders. He fouled out of the game with 9, 6 of those in the second half. Freddie Grubbs had 8, all of those coming in the third quarter. He didn't get off a shot in the fourth quarter. Donald Aguirre, Tyrese Brown each had 4. Ja'Cory Franklin and Mortice Williams finished with 3. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants leads the way, 23 points, 14 rebounds. So 3 games, 3 double-doubles for Jalen. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Eric Price, 20 points, 4 rebounds. And then a big drop-off. So 43 of the 64 points among those two players tonight. Then you go Alex Egyptiaco with 4. Jeremiah Babers, Dre Egyptiaco, Dominic Brownless each with 3. DeMarco Harden, Riley Milan, Aiden Wagner, and Dalen Ellington all had 2. So, you know, there's another positive. Streaks had 10 varsity players dressed tonight, and 10 players scored.
And those kids that were on the floor at the end of the ball game did a good job. They did a good job. They played with a purpose. They got results, and that's always good to see.
So Silver Streaks will take on Champaign Central tomorrow night. Again, this is a team that's played 2 one-point games, losing at Moline by 1, defeating Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin in overtime by 1. That team plays hard.
Should be a really good one tomorrow night to end the tournament.
And again, they went to the sectional last year, got knocked out by Springfield Southeast. So we know that's a talented team coming back, and we'll look forward to having it. Again, full day of action here at John Thiel Gym tomorrow. The Silver Streaks girls will play twice, once in the field house, as the boys tournament will be going on here at Thiel. We've got Fighting Illini football coverage starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then the first girls game comes on maybe even before that Illini game ends. And then the Silver Streaks girls will take on Pontiac here in Thiel Gym at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Hall of Fame ceremony is going on tomorrow night. And then the Galesburg boys will wrap it up against Champaign Central after the girls game. So, whew! We'll keep you entertained tomorrow here on WGIL. Thanks, partner. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
64-31 the final. Streaks defeat Chicago Wells. For Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For the Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Galesburg's 3-0. Good night from Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.